What's up, Breakthrough Success listeners? Mark Burry, the podcast coach here, helping people launch, grow, and monetize their podcast. And one of the things I'm sure a lot of people think about is becoming a millionaire. How do you make all this revenue? How do you build up the wealth? And it actually turns out there's just one question that could change everything. That is actually the question that you see on the book Tribe of Millionaires. We actually have a really great guest who wrote that book and is also an entrepreneur, speaker, and best-selling author and regional owner of the Keller Williams Greater PA region, overseeing 50 offices and over 9,000 agents, which closed over 52,000 units in 2018 for $14 billion. So certainly really impressive there. He was named CEO of GoBundance in 2015. That company is fast growing. It's a peer group of successful men who understand what another's unique sets of needs and holds each other accountable to their own high standards, all in pursuit of helping one another plan, execute, and achieve their financial and lifestyle goals. So our guest for this episode of Breakthrough Success is none other than Mike McCarthy. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me on, Mark. Grateful to be here.
I'm so happy to have you on Breakthrough Success. And I mean, for Tribe of Millionaires, I feel like that question, what if one question could change everything? It's certainly a really strong open, and it is a book we will be linking in the description and the show notes. I think on YouTube now. But can you share with us, like, what is that one question and how does it change everything about the way we view ourselves and success?
Yeah, so I think the question is who's missing from my life? And I think a lot of times it's easy to think the what is something we're searching for. And it's a system, a product, a quick answer or quick, you know, a get rich quick scheme is what we're looking for. Often it's not the what that's missing in our life, it's who's missing from my life.
And it is interesting because I do feel like the who is something you don't really think about. But I mean, for me, just thinking about what you just said, I mean, for YouTube, a place would try to get 100,000 subscribers in 5 years. I hired a YouTube coach who helped me there. Now I know YouTube and I've been able to help other people with YouTube. So sometimes like it is finding who it is you're missing and being able to fill that gap in a way that helps you grow. For a lot of people, it could be a mentor. For a lot of people, it could be the right partner. There's just so many cases of who you need to have in your life that is just not there. So I certainly think that is a really great question to think about. I'm wondering if you could share with us what you learned from the whole process of Tribe of Millionaires and how it's impacted you from before you started that work to now that it's finished.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, the book is really a representation of the mastermind group. And it's a parable. It's a really easy read. The story draws you in. And really, it's a book that you'll want to finish. I think that's one thing that makes it different from a lot of business books that, at least for me, I start them and then I end up not finishing them. So the book teaches six effects, and essentially those effects are what we've learned. Those are the takeaways, and it's really about the effects that people have on our lives that, you know, work in the background. It's a subtle and unconscious thing at times, and you know, we all know it to be a truth in life. From a young age, we learn about peer pressure, but you know, it can be harnessed in a positive way if you get around the right group of people. So, you know, the effects that are revealed throughout the book, which we could dive into a little bit if we want to, you know, take it that direction. But, you know, ultimately what they're teaching is that, you know, the people around us really matter, and they matter so much that they, you know, influence our life, they multiply our life, and they bring more purpose and connection to our life. And ultimately, they help us harness the world's most powerful force, which in the book we share is accountability. And I think that's the greatest takeaway is that, you know, we're all hardwired in a tribal type of way to want to fit into a group. It's how we survived long ago, thousands of years ago, when we lived in tribes and we were more connected to nature, we were also more connected to each other because we needed each other. And so, you know, we teach the effects that that tribes can have on us. And we all live and work in tribes. Our family is a tribe. Our team at work is a tribe. Our community is a tribe. And so we have these living systems, is what I like to refer to them as, because they really are dynamic. And people, the who's that are in these groups, they really are determining their future collectively, whether they know it or not. And I think the time for one person or one guru or you know, a couple of people who have all of the power to make all of the decisions is past us now. We have to organize into groups and groups of people that support and uplift each other. It's important work, and you see it happening more and more. There's, you know, lots and lots of communities, mastermind groups, things to join. We've spun off out of GoBundance, which is a real mastermind group with over 200 members. And at least three or four of our members have spun off and created their own mastermind groups, which we've supported. But it's a beautiful thing when people decide to come together and create their future in a certain way while supporting each other.
And I love that accountability factor. And it is something that GoBundance helps people with, getting that accountability if you can't find it in your current environment, because the people you surround yourself with, that's key for your success. It's a great point that Mike brings up. And I wonder if you could share with us how we can find people who keep us accountable to our high standards and also get us to raise our standards, because some people, I feel like they may not set the standards for themselves as high as they can, or they give themselves reasons for settling with low standards. So how can we surround ourselves with the people who are going to help us raise our standards?
Yeah, what a great question, Mark. Thanks. You know, I think, you know, obviously you can go and join a mastermind group. You can, you know, come attend a GoBundance event. If you wanted to check that out, our next big one is in Aspen, January 26th through the 31st. You can get more information on that at GoBundance.com under trips. But obviously, you know, if you're not yet a millionaire and you're not, you know, that's what our group is basically designed for right now. The book is where we've kind of packaged our knowledge and we're sharing it with the world. But if you're not ready for that, the next greatest thing is to find other similar groups. And there's a lot of them. You know, it sounds like you know, Mark, you've got a community that you're building, and you know, it's centered around podcasting. And I think, you know, or at least I suspect that's what I gathered in a little bit of my research. But that's a community, a tribe, you know, that's surrounded around a specific type of information and support. And I think that's really the beauty in these tribes organizing, is, you know, getting together and being able to harness that accountability so that you can lift each other up. And I think if you're just getting started and you're like, well, where do I look, you know, or what do I look for, might be a better question. Or just to follow our own advice here, who do you look for? And I think who you look for is people that create the space for others to connect in a meaningful way. And I think those are the types of environments that are the healthy environments to step into. And I think it's a cautionary tale in the same token, because there's a lot of gurus and a lot of people who create the space where it's all about them and they have all of the answers. And what we have found is that the genius always lies in the group. And the larger the group, the greater the genius. And so finding a person who's able to create space like that is the key. And the way you identify them is they're humble, they are inclusive, they care about you, and they create a place where you can be your true self. Because if you can be a part of a group where you can truly be who you are and also still be accepted by that group, then that creates the space where awareness is so, the awareness about who you are is so powerful that you can in a safe way change. You can transform, you can step up, you can become somebody new and different. And, you know, even if you can't find a group to do this with, you know, a meetup or whatever, and you're searching and they all seem centered around, you know, one person, one guru, or they just don't feel like a safe space, then, you know, you've got two options. Then you can either, you know, give up on surrounding yourself by great people. And I think that's a huge mistake, or you can just become the person that's going to create that space for others and go find one other accountability partner and exchange goals with them. In fact, that's how GoBundance began. My business partners, David Osborne and Pat Hyben, they became accountability partners from an event. They gave each other the man nod from across the room when it came time to form accountability partners. And that's, you know, over 20 years ago. And fast forward till today, we've slowly added and grown to the tribe of millionaires, the real life tribe of millionaires called GoBundance. So it can all just start with you and one other person to create that authentic, accountable space. But it has to be authentic. There has to be trust. There has to be real revealing of what's going on. If you just get together and talk about how great everything is going, but not the challenges, then that's not going to be a place where any real growth happens. But you might just socialize, and that's not what we're creating in GoBundance, and not what we recommend people to do if they really want to level up in their lives.
And it is interesting you mentioned the sense of community and tribe. I know for me, I do help people with their podcast, Launch, Grow, Monetize, and that is something that I have a Facebook group around, the Breakthrough Success Facebook group, which you, if you're not in there already, make sure you join that. But I feel like the online community, I mean, there's just so many people you can find, so it can really extend beyond your neighborhood. But I was thinking about this before Mike talked about the event he was at, and I feel like when you're at actual events, that's where a lot of the magic happens, like a lot more than online. So like I go to New Media Summit twice a year because of what they call, like the title is Icon of Influence. Like that's not a boast or anything. That's like the actual way, the title. So because I'm a podcaster who books people on the spot at that event, and it's powerful because you surround yourself with other podcasters in real life instead of like just through groups, like Facebook groups, which are really great in themselves. But I feel like the live events are so much more powerful. So I'm wondering if you can share your thoughts on that, like finding good live events, if you agree or disagree with me on this, and just your thoughts about it.
Yeah, well, I think, you know, live events are where the magic happens is what I heard you say. I mean, I think that, you know, that's it, man. There's so many things physiologically and energetically that happen when we're in the same space. And, you know, I believe that connection can occur across space and time, given technology and even getting into more woo-woo thinking, if you will. I'm open to all of that. But the reality is that when we're really face-to-face, like our nervous system, our level of safety, the number of like connections that we can make face-to-face, all of that really matters. And I think that's why I point to, if you are going to step into a space, you want to find conferences that are not sort of 1.0 style where it's just speakers and you're just in the audience and then there's a cocktail hour and then you're sort of, it can be challenging to get lost in a sea of sort of people. And so what you want to look for are events where they really are going to have you meeting other people and masterminding, and that there's breakouts and also a small group meeting and partners pairing up in the events. To me, this is the way that we actually learn. And there's a method called exchange. And so we used and hired a guy by the name of John Berghoff, who's the founder and leader of Exchange. And he basically teaches this from a cutting edge type of standpoint and goes into places like BMW and Facebook when they have a big problem that's really complicated to solve. He will go in and help them organize around unlocking group genius. And so I would look for events that are led by people like John Berghoff, and he trains facilitators through his exchange method. I'm a trained facilitator as well, but it's a new way of leading that is more about the whole group genius instead of one or two people at the top commanding and controlling with all of the answers. So you want to look for something that creates that inclusive, holistic, and connective environment. And then when you show up there, Mark, the key here is to be who you are and to be willing to connect meaningfully with people. Don't just ask them, how's the weather and what do you do? Like, ask them what's important to them. What have been their challenges? What's their story? When have they been at their best in life? And what are their hopes and dreams and aspirations for the future? You have to really show up in these places and be willing to reveal your whole self and also show up in that way. And some places aren't going to be designed for that. But for me, those are the places that work and that have transformed my life. And I feel like I've had a lot of success because I've been very selective about the environments that I step into from a learning perspective.
And one thing interesting I got from that, I'd love to also hear your insights on this, is that you can get a lot from a live event from like the standpoint of learning and getting clients and building relationships, even if you're not a speaker. Because I feel like so many people think that you have to speak at these things in order to get anything out of them, but you can just as easily be an attendee and get all these same benefits and grow your business from going to live events. I'm wondering if you agree on those thoughts or if you have some different opinion on that.
You know, like, here's the thing is, for me, I'm just a little bit of a different breed. Is I do speaking and I teach, and I've done it for Keller Williams for many years. And I feel like in some ways I've evolved beyond that to, I would rather be connecting with people and talking one-on-one and in small groups. And also, instead of me being the speaker, like, if anybody invited me in to speak on a topic, my topic would actually be asking the audience questions and having them connect to one another and then debriefing how their conversations went. That would be my entire speech. So I think what I'm answering is affirmatively a strong yes. I agree with you, is that your richest source of forward progress, transformation, impact, meaning, connection is not going to be because you set foot on the stage. It's going to be because you participated in the audience and you connected. And the super participants, the ones who shine because of the way they show up, those are the future superstars that deserve to be on stage at an event, in my opinion, is show up and be a superstar first at the event as a participant, then set foot on stage.
I love that. Show up and be a superstar first. And I do see that a lot of people, not all of them, but you see speakers who, like, you don't know them before. They attend the event first. They're really big in the Facebook group, and then all of a sudden they get a speaking gig. And I wouldn't be shocked. I know some people who they are participating in certain Facebook groups very actively. I wouldn't be shocked if they're on the stage at some point, just because of all the participation that they're showing, that they care about the event rather than just trying to get a quick opportunity on the stage. So I certainly love that. For all the people who want to continue following your work, I know you've got your book, Tribe of Millionaires. We'll also link to GoBundance in the show notes, but where are some of the other places we could find you as well?
Yeah. So, I mean, tribeofmillionaires.com is a place where you can snag a free copy of the book. If you put in, your name and email, I think, and pay for shipping, we'll send you a paperback copy of the book. So that's one place. There's also a tribal strength assessment on there. So if you want to go through a quick and easy assessment to just see how strong your tribe is, your current tribe, and how they're supporting you, you can check that out on tribeofmillionaires.com. One other place to look at the work I'm most passionate about right now is actually to go to FAMBundance, FAMBUNDANCE.com. And that's actually the family division of GoBundance. We put on events and have a membership program for families, for our partners and spouses, for our JDLs, which are junior dream leaders. Those are kids that are 11 and under. And then our next gen leaders, who are all of our kids 12 and up. And we have a full family mastermind that we put together. And it was all centered around me understanding that I don't want to build a one generation legacy. I want to pass forward a set of values and an experience and a network. So we've been working hard building Fambundance for entrepreneurial families. And it's something I'm super passionate about. I've actually transitioned into being more the CEO of Fambundance because that's where my heart is. And out of the CEO as GoBundance, we've got a new guy in place there. But it's a passion of mine. If you've got young kids, teenage kids, and you want to get them plugged in early, then check out Fambundance.com.
We'll link all those in the show notes, Fambundance.com, and all the other plugs as well. For anyone who wants to learn how to launch, grow, monetize their podcast, or just make money with their content in general, use the link markgaberti.com/strategy. Also in the show notes to schedule a free coffee. We can talk about that. But once again, Mike, you were such an awesome guest. Thank you so much for coming on Breakthrough Success.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Mark. And if one last thing, if anybody wants me on their podcast, since this is a podcast world that you're tapped into, you can also find me at gomikemccarthy.com if you just want to reach out to me personally for anything, or if you want a facilitation for an event that you're putting on, that'd be another thing. But Mark, thanks so much. Great interview, and I love the work you're doing. I'm really honored to have been on your show today. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So as you heard there, I definitely appreciated Mike being an excellent guest on Breakthrough Success. And just this idea of raising our standards and really think about reaching that millionaire status, surrounding ourselves with the right people, is really going to help all of us grow and hit the goals that we want to hit. And if you're interested in hitting your goals, then you are really going to love the next episode, because we have someone who has a perfect SAT score, but not only did he succeed with the SAT score and with his classes, but he actually turned that into a company where he helps students score higher on the SAT. And he actually got funded from Mark Cuban. He was on Shark Tank. So we've got a really awesome guest who's going to be joining us in the next episode of Breakthrough Success. So definitely stay tuned for that one. In the meantime, if you do feel like you want to start a podcast like Breakthrough Success or grow and monetize your existing one, make sure you schedule a free strategy coffee. markgaberti.com/strategy is the link you can use. It's also in the show notes. But signing off, what I want you guys to do is to dream big, achieve greatness, and unlock your potential today.